Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. All right, coming up at 8:35 this morning, we have something pretty cool. The chat series is going to be coming to Kansas City, and the first show, the chat, is going to be with
Amy Poehler.
Pretty excited about
They've opened it up now to single tickets. Originally, it was all three as a set, and that was the only way you could buy it, and now you can buy single event tickets
as well. October 13th, you can go to their website, but we'll give you a pair coming up at 8:35.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid.
So last night, Dancing with the Stars was a little bit different. Tom Bergeron was away. He's spending time with his father, who's very ill. And so former champion Alfonso Ribeiro was there to help host.
He was just okay.
He was okay, but he also, I think Tom could wrangle in someone like Gary Busey. Alfonso, as you'll hear here in a second, could not. Gary Busey was eliminated, but it kind of sounds like he didn't want to leave.
The fact you...
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it just goes on and on. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Demi Lovato petitioning Congress for mental health reform. She is diagnosed as bipolar, and she's using her celebrity platform to get better help for those who suffer from mental illness. She's meeting with legislatures as part of the Be Vocal, Speak Up for Mental Health initiative. I love that.
Good for her.
I love that she's willing to be open and honest about it.
Yeah, because she was, you know, didn't really talk about it.
Yeah, for a long time. Taylor Swift standing on top of Instagram. That's right. The photo sharing site announcing its top five most followed accounts. No surprise, Taylor's up there at number one with 49.6
'cause she's
million
hot.
Followers. And that's over 1.5 million more than the second place person, which is Kim Kardashian, followed by Beyonce, then Selena Gomez, and Ariana Grande. Speaking of Selena Gomez, she's getting ready to take off on a world tour. The Revival Tour kicks off in May of 2016. It will start in Las Vegas. Selena's going to stop at 41 different cities across the United States, including Kansas City. She'll be here on July 1st.
Good for Rocket's birthday. Yep.
I feel like she did that on purpose, just because she loves him.
Is that something, I mean, you're all about boy bands and stuff like that. Is that something that you'd want to go to?
Selena Gomez?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she's legal now and he can say she's hot. Back when she wasn't, he couldn't do that.
Ew.
I know. That's what I said.
Don't judge me.
That's gross. And Will Smith, I'm not sure if he's going through like a midlife crisis or what he's doing, but he's changing things up. Maybe he feels like his kids are getting too much attention. So after a decade, he's returning to music. We also know he's doing another Bad Boys movie. They've already confirmed that. In fact, aren't they doing two new ones?
Three and four, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. But he says he's planning an extensive tour next summer, and he's teaming up with his good friend, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I'm going on tour, a full tour.
I didn't realize that.
I'll tell you, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
He is very nice. Mm-hmm. And in movie news, Avengers Age of Ultron, that is officially out on DVD. Came out on Friday, and in case you weren't aware, also on demand in DVD, you have Magic Mike XXL and and Insidious Chapter 3. Hamburger Mary is your place for great food and nightly fun, like the popular charity drag Dirty Bingo. Four times a week, it's not your granny's bingo. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry. That's your trash.
Rocket and Teresa in the morning on Mix 93.3. Mix 93.3 Sky Cruiser Traffic.
Brought to you this time by Quick Steve Parker, Mix Airborne Traffic, Mix 93.3.
All right, now we're getting 206.
Are you ready?
The hits are back now. Mix 93.3.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rockin' and Teresa show. Other day, some friends of mine were discussing this. I want to open up the phones and get your guys' thought on this. Is it just me? When you go to the bathroom or the restroom or the what do you say? Do you say restroom or do you say bathroom?
I think Paunch says I got to go drop the kids off at the pool.
But see, some guys say that. Some guys go, well, you know, where's the toilet? I mean,
the toilet.
Yeah, in Texas, I heard that a lot. Where's the toilet? That's what I remember when I was a kid. The toilet's over there. Or, like, I think my daughter says restroom.
I actually make a very conscious choice. Is it a bathroom with a bathtub in it? Or is it a restroom with just a toilet?
Or do you say, and I know I've said this before because I've been with Ponch traveling, that sometimes we'll say, where's the men's room?
That's a way around it. Where's the ladies' room?
Yeah, so I just want to know, what do you say at 816-576-7093-93? Do you think it's because of where we grew up that you had that it was said that way? Because in school, think about school. What did they say when you were in school?
Restroom.
Can I go to the restroom?
How about the water closet?
I've heard that before too. In fact, I think my meemaw used to say the water closet. Wow, I totally forgot about that one. The water closet.
And when I'm in there, then I say, release the Kraken really loud.